We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
On the Eagles Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, this is the EWU Football Coaches Show, powered by G Automotive. Also brought to you by Numerica Credit Union, Life Moves, Live Well, MultiCare Health System, Northern Quest Resort and Casino, the place where Eagles fans love to stay and play, and by Pepsi, the official soft drink of Eastern Athletics. Now, here are your hosts, Larry Weir and Paul Sorensen.
And welcome. We are inside M&D, Movie and Dinner, Northern Quest Resort and Casino. Coach Best finishing up the highlights with the fans that are in attendance here. This is the last Football Coaches Show of the year. We'll be back with you again with Football Coaches Shows again in 2020. Basketball Coaches Shows will resume, I think it's on the 10th of December. Will be our next Basketball Coaches Show for you. And those Basketball Coaches Shows, once we start in and get going with them, will be at 24 Taps in downtown Spokane. So you'll be able to come and be with Eastern basketball players and coaches, both for men and women's basketball. And I believe the first date on that is December 10th from 24 Taps on Tuesday the 10th in downtown Spokane. So we're here at M&D, and we want to thank them for all their hospitality over the course of the year. They've been fantastic here inside the great theaters they have at M&D. Great place to watch a movie, good food as well. You can order dinner, have something to drink while you're watching the movie right here at M&D, Movie and Dinner at Northern Quest Resort and Casino. Probably a pretty good place to spend a little time this weekend if that's what you're interested in doing, watching a movie over the weekend. All right, Eastern Washington, they defeat Portland State 53-46 on Saturday. That's their seventh win of the year. They win their 14th consecutive game on the Inferno. For the 13th straight year, Eastern has a winning season as they end up 7-5. They win four games in the month of November, go 4-0, which advances their November record to a great total, and I'd have to go back and look that up, and I probably will at some point here tonight. I've got the record book with me to figure out the exact record for Eastern in the regular season in November in this decade, and then going on beyond that back to 2007. We may well do that as we go here. But Eastern wins their last four. However, it's not good enough to get into the NCAA field. Eastern was left out of the 24-team field. They weren't even among the next four teams that were considered, so they were no better than 29th according to the tournament field. I've got some thoughts on that coming up a little bit later on. Might even address that a little bit in my podcast that I do for the Spokesman Review on tomorrow. So at any rate, we've got some thoughts on that. We'll hear from Coach Best, and we only have Coach Best here this evening. Two new football coaches, at the very least, will be in the Big Sky Conference in 2020. As today, Tim Walsh tendered his resignation. He is retiring as the as of head football coach. He's had a tremendous career in the Big Sky Conference at Portland State and at Cal Poly. He's been other places as well. He's done a fantastic job. But Walsh is retiring at Portland, at Sacramento, at Cal Poly, and then Northern Colorado has relieved Ernest Collins of his duties as their head coach as well. So at least Northern Colorado and Cal Poly will be looking for new football coaches. We have four Big Sky Conference teams that are seeded into the tournament. Weber State number three. Sacramento State 4. Montana State 5, and then in at the number 6 position is Montana, but no other official Big Sky Conference teams in the field. Northern Dakota, who played a Big Sky Conference schedule, they made it into the field as well. They will play in the first round, and they will do that on Saturday at Nicholls State. All right, head coach Aaron Best has joined us here. Great win on Saturday. You were able to persevere, had a 4-touchdown lead, had to hang on by your thumbnails a little bit there at the end, but you've got to be happy for the seniors that they go out with a victory in their last game on the Inferno.
It's really awesome. The last two games, actually, we kind of built a little bit of a lead and had to kind of fight, scratch, and claw to keep the lead, which we hadn't done prior to that in previous games at the start of the year. So that was good to see that we kind of took that and applied that and got better at that, one on the road and one at home. But, it seemed like it was going to get a little bit wonky going up. I think we were at one point up 28, if I'm not mistaken, and ended up being a little bit of a nail-biter, if you will, towards the end. But I thought we controlled a lot of the game. Didn't have a ton of time of possession, much like Cal Poly, where scored a lot of points in a little amount of time, and sometimes that puts your defense back on the field. But again, we're not going to say sorry for scoring points, especially the seven-point varieties. The seniors, again, went undefeated in November. I mean, since 2010, we're 27-4 in the month of November on the red field, which is incredible. I'm going to do some homework this week. That's my Thanksgiving, my holiday homework, if you will, to start looking some of that stuff up. But the senior class is awesome. I'm sure we'll get to that later on, but to be commended in their four seasons, 16, 17, 18, and 19, they went 8-0 in 16, 6-2 in 17, 7-1 in 18, 6-2 in 19. So they've lost five Big Sky games in four calendar football years, which is incredible.
I can help you with that homework. 27-5. Somebody asked us, we do this segment called the Live Drive in the postgame show, where people can turn in questions. And so what are you saying there?
Four. We lost 3-15. So, you're talking about Big Sky. I thought you were talking about November. I thought you were going back to the November.
No. Somebody asked on this question and answer period, what legacy do the seniors leave with a disappointing senior season, which is a little harsh maybe, but okay. It was asked that
way. I'm going to have to look up disappointing in Webster's when I go home because
It was asked that
carry
way.
On.
So that's
carry
that's
on.
So at any rate, one thing I did not do was figure out that. So 27-5 in the Big Sky Conference in their 4 years, 16 through 19, that is tied for the best ever
really, among
a senior class. The guys that were freshmen in 2010, seniors in 2013, they were 27-5. And the guys that were freshmen in 2012, seniors in 15, they were also 27-5. So their legacy is they were as good as it's been at Eastern.
Awesome. That's awesome. And you know, it goes to show you've done this longer than I have, because I remember sitting, I think in Sacramento way back when, I think you were hard up for interviews, and I ended up getting interviewed on the road. I think we were sitting at a gazebo, as a matter of fact, so I don't know if you remember that.
Yeah.
You put your own pressure on yourself, given the fact that you've had a lot of success. And that's what we love. When you talk about it, it feels empty. That 27-5 doesn't feel like it's enough. And that would be way more than enough. We would have loved to rain check about 8 of those 27 in the early 2000s. And so that's what I love about our fans. That's what I love about our administration. That's what I love about you guys and our players. It's never good enough. But it's never good enough. But let's let's see how it can be better. You know, so yes, we're working behind the scenes, all that stuff, but that's news to me. That they are the best. I wish I would have had that yesterday. The best record in a 4-year span, tied with two other 4-year records. That's incredible. And I gotta be selfishly part of that 3 of the 4 years as a head coach. And so that's awesome. In a hell of a conference, number one in the nation this year, to go 6-2 is something to be very proud of.
All right, let's go back to the game from Saturday. There was 10 – Portland State had 10 possessions of the football in the first half alone. All right, so it used to be not that long ago that 10 possessions in a game was about right. Mm-hmm. Maybe you might get 11, maybe you get 9, whatever it was, but 10 and a half – was so, you know, you give up, I think, 17 in the first half. They score 3. You want to hold them to 0. But overall, the percentage is pretty good with the defense in the first half of play.
Yeah, I mean, if they're scoring 3 out of 10 times, 30% of your drives, I mean, any, whether it's 7-point varieties or 3-point varieties, which we give up 2 touchdowns and a field goal, you got a pretty good chance, especially with our offense, especially what we've done over the course of the year. You're going to put yourself in a good spot, which we did going into halftime. But, yeah, you're right. I mean, 10 possessions in a game was normal 10 years ago, and now all of a sudden, you know, 12, 13 possessions in a game is abnormal now. And so that's tough, especially when you got a run-pass outfit like Portland State, where they got a quarterback that could beat you both ways with his arm, with his legs. They got a couple of very, very nice receivers, playmakers. They had a few guys out, but they manufactured a lot of drives in that first half. And part of that was because of the quick scoring by the offense as well.
And I just want to say those were 10 full possessions where they had 3 downs. It wasn't like a 1 down into half thing. So 10 full possessions where they had a chance to get first downs.
You know, what I was going to say on the 27-5, I remember 5 of those losses, I think 4 for sure, were against ranked Big Sky teams. 2 this year, 1 last year, and I think 1 out of the 2, 3 years ago as well. So when you think about the losses, you think about, and then the majority of those on the road, you know, that's a pretty high bar. I mean, really, you know, 27 wins at any level over 4 years is incredible. And then your losses are against ranked teams most of the time on the road, because you don't lose very often at the Inferno. You know, again, that's just building on. That's just making it harder and harder for each team, each group that comes in as freshmen to elevate themselves because of the value and how good Eastern Washington has been, you know, not only since you played, but really going back to kind of the heyday in 2010 moving forward.
Yeah, it's got to be better. That's the beautiful thing about it. It's really good, but it can be even better. To be able to beat ranked teams home or away, you're beating the teams you're supposed to beat, I guess, on paper. But every week's a dogfight. I mean, that's why you prepare. You take nothing for granted, but it can be better, and that's what we're striving to do. It may or may not be, but we're going to put our mindset in the moment of, how do we make it better as coaches? How do we employ those tactics to our players to be able to make it even better, to get to, you know, 28-4 instead of 27-5, to beat ranked opponents on the road, whether it's early, mid, or late season, because they've done some incredible things. The other thing the seniors done, they've won 14 straight on the Inferno. 14 straight, never been done in Eastern Washington history before. I mean, that's incredible. I think the record was 12, tied it, and then beat it against Northern Arizona, and then put another stamp on it this week against Portland State. So 14 in a row, anytime, anywhere, is awesome. But to do it in front of your home fans who bleed red is pretty fun to do.
All 5 losses against ranked teams, 4 on the road.
Well, there you go. See, that's
why you remember that kind of stuff.
Every once in a while, the synapses fire occasionally from time to time. So, you know, fortunately, I had a sugar tea here, so now I could talk for the next week and a half, which makes it fun. But I also look at, too, the consistency of the coaching staff, the fact that, you know, the coaches have been elevated going back to the Dick Zorn days all the way through the Paul Wolfs, the Mike Kramers, the Bo Baldwins yourself. There's consistency here, and I think that's the thing that also breeds, you know, a quality championship football team as well. But then you had some inconsistencies last year because you lost really some good coaches that have moved on, and you've had to kind of bring a whole new staff in. And I really thought the staff – again, outside looking in, you know, towards the end of the season really came together, and I liked what I saw from this team.
Yeah, and I think it'll be an interesting question for Lynn, you know, coming from outside and now being on the inside is I think it's important for people to know that this is it's kind of an Eastern type of job in a weird way. I don't know if a lot of people on the outside, from the outside coaching world, to come to the inside. I think this is more of an Eastern type of whistle, if you will, with Dick Zorns, you know, Paul Wolf, obviously, you know, playing at Washington State, but then coaching for so long here, Bo coaching for so long here, and the opportunity for myself, you know, Mike Kramer to boot, you know, it's just, you appreciate a little bit more. You roll your sleeves up a little higher. It's just, it means a little bit more. You're going to do more with less, and you love that. You love that grind. You love that challenge. You look forward to the challenge, and we'll continue to do it, win or lose. But especially when you win, it makes things a bit easier to look forward to the next morning.
I go back even farther than you do at Eastern, and so I look at the program and see the evolution of what the Eagles have done. And you know, there's have schools and there's have not schools in the sense of money and. Stadiums, travel, scheduling, all those different things. I played at a have-not school at Washington State University. I've seen it. And what Eastern has done under the circumstances with all of those things, still making progress, trying to do some things with a new stadium, you know, new turf, new locker rooms, improvements, all of those kinds of things. But then you look at the arms race that's going on in this conference and at the FCS level, going to Jacksonville State and seeing what those guys had with their dorms and the, you know, the football facility, the press box. I mean, it's incredible. And yet Eastern is in the national mix each and every year. That's not something that happens by accident.
Yeah, and we're not motivated by those things. We're motivated by really good people, really good teammates, the DNA that we present, the believability in our culture. Culture doesn't build tangible objects. Culture builds wins. And you don't win because you have tangible objects. So we pride ourselves on that. And if we can continue to have those type of characteristics throughout the course of time here at Eastern, well beyond my years, and you add a few buildings and you can continue to have that DNA, now you're really you're going to be able to move some mountains. And so we're not worried about what we don't have. We're motivated by what is in that locker room and the teams that we get a face week in and week out. And we'll let things all play out outside of us, outside of our walls. And those people could take care of that stuff when necessary. But it is a special culture. I've been told many a times by many coaches that have come on campus and employed by either Coach Wolf, Coach Baldwin, or myself, that a lot of people call themselves programs. And now that they've been at Eastern, programs mean two different definitions to two different schools. Eastern is a program. They know what they want. They know what they're going to get, and they know how to get it. And a lot of other schools that they've been at don't have those ingredients. You're trying to find the recipe. Someone lost the recipe. It's like, you know, the old, you know, broccoli cheese casserole. Someone lost the recipe. Who lost grandma's recipe? You know, but there is a recipe. Trust me, there's a recipe. We'll do it. Well, Eastern has a recipe. And it's existed over the course of multiple decades, and so and it's just old-fashioned hard work, you know, doing a little bit more with a little bit less, and that's the way it's always going to be, and that's the way we want it.
How much of that, Coach, is the fact that you guys don't take a whole lot of transfers? It's mostly all guys that have been in the program for 4 years, 5 years, 6 years at the end. How much of that plays into that program?
I think it certainly plays. I think the continuity aspect, when you bring guys in, where I think Jerry's somewhere out there, we're 72% Washington-driven student-athletes. So when you take 75 kids out of a 105-person locker room, a lot of those guys know each other before they even get to play with each other. So there's some commonalities. They've been to camps. They've been to clinics. They've played in leagues together against each other. And nowadays with the camp clinic, everybody knows everybody anyway. But I certainly think continuity has a lot to do with that. You're not plugging and playing with junior college transfers, four-year transfers. We're very selective in who we allow in that locker room. And I learned that from the best of them at Paul Wolf and Bo Baldwin. So you don't just let anybody into your house. So why would you let anybody into your locker room? Because that's a house outside of your own family. And so it's important to us. We'll take less of a player if they're more of a person. every single day of the week. That's just who we are. So we're not taking flyers on people. We do a lot of homework. And I get eye rolls at home, so I'm very, very, very conditioned when I get to work where it's like, come on, Coach Best. No, I got a hunch on this one. My gut tells me otherwise. I ask a lot of questions. I ask some abstract questions because my mom's an art teacher, so I got right and left brain issues. But I ask a lot of things because I want to know what they're all about. I know you can play football. I can watch the screen and know you can play football. That's not the question. Are you going to make our team better off the field? That's my biggest question, and there's a lot of ways to get to that.
Well, and I think we see it here. We get advertisements for it every week when we come in here for this coach's show. We bring two players in, and every week those guys just knock it out of the park with how professional they are as teenagers and early young men in their early 20s. They just do a fabulous job, so I think that just backs that up completely. All right, 9 straight wins in November, regular season games, 27-4 since 2010. Go back to 2007. Eastern's won has winning seasons now over 13 consecutive years, 36-5 in the regular season in the month of November. That's one reason why you have 13 straight winning seasons, because of the success this program's had in November.
Well, you know, and to piggyback that, when it gets colder, we get better. You know, I think don't plays that we practice in the elements we play in. I think that plays at some point. Usually, we're playing for something more than just pride. Okay, and we're playing in elements we're conditioned to play in because of practice. We practice in the afternoon, which a lot of teams practice in the morning. So we're actually practicing about game times. So we're not practicing in the morning, but playing in the afternoon. So our clocks are kind of in the time frame of playing games, and they're actually keeping score. So there's a lot to that. You know, you talk about analytics. I don't get too much into it, but there's some things at play. And not to mention our home fans, not to mention our red field. Something's magical about that thing. So it's our job and duty and responsibility to keep the magic up.
Aaron Best here for the whole hour. Back with more after this timeout. The Eagle Football and the Coaches Show from Learfield IMG College.
If a buried natural gas pipeline is leaking outside your home, you may see dead vegetation, hear a hissing noise, or smell it. Because Avista adds a rotten egg scent that's easily detectable. If so, get far away and call 911 and Avista. And if you ever smell a natural gas leak indoors, get everyone outside fast. Don't flip light switches, use a cell phone, or do anything to cause a spark. Go somewhere safe, like a neighbor's house, then call 911 and Avista. We just want you to be safe.
When you play Washington's Lottery, it helps fund education, stadium development, and businesses across the state. So we'd like to thank our players for their help. Thanks to the always plays her son's birthday numbers lady from Spokane, and the only scratches with his lucky coin guy from Olympia, and the I only play if the jackpot has at least 3 commas in it heavy hitter from Edmonds. A big heartfelt thank you to all our players. Visit wallottery.com/whobenefits.
Numbers rounded, must be 18 or older to purchase. Statistics and figures are from the 2018 Washington's Lottery Comprehensive Annual Financial Report.
Hey, Eagle fans, we hope you're enjoying the game today. The Cheney Light Department has been a proud sponsor of the Eastern Eagles for many years. The Cheney Light Department has been your hometown expert on energy conservation and services since 1931. They offer a variety of rebates for your conservation projects and will assist you with energy savings. So when you're planning that next remodel or new building, be sure to call the Cheney Light Department at 498-9230 before you begin, so they can help you in planning for energy savings. Go Eagles!
When you need a medical imaging study, chances are there's an inland imaging location nearby. From North Point and Holy Family on the north side, to South Cowley and Sacred Heart Doctors Building to the south, and our Valley Center and Providence Medical Park locations in Spokane Valley, with 6 convenient imaging centers located throughout the region. No matter where you go, there we are. Inland Imaging, answers you can trust and care you can count on.
Hey, I'm Kirk Herbstreit, and I watch college football like it's my job.
It is your job.
I know, but sometimes I like to get out of the booth and chill. Here, have a Coors Light.
Thanks.
So, where was I?
You're on my couch. In my spot.
Oh, is this your spot? It's a nice spot. Great view.
Make Saturday mornings even more chill with a fridge full of Coors Light, the official beer of Saturday morning. 2019 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Honey, where's my Christmas sweater?
It's in storage. Why do you need it so early?
For Northern Quest's Holiday Head Start giveaway. But you know what? That's okay. I'll just wear my holiday Speedo instead. You know, with the mistletoe on.
Don't miss the $60,000 holiday head start at Northern Quest with loads of cash and gift cards up for grabs. Get one free entry daily. Play for even more. Details at northernquest.com.
All right, we've got a big basketball game coming to Cheney tomorrow night. Belmont, one of the top 70, 75 teams in the nation. If you look at the analytics and all the power polls and things along those lines, this might be the best non-conference team that's come to Cheney since Gonzaga used to come when they were still doing homes and homes, which would have been back in
20 years ago.
Yeah, I'm trying to think the last time they came to town, 99 or 2000 probably was the last time they came to town. So, yeah, close to 20 years. So, Belmont tomorrow night, 6 o'clock. Get your tickets. GoEags.com. This is a really good team. They won a game in the NCAA tournament last year. I don't know when the last time a team that won a game in the tournament has come to Cheney, maybe Gonzaga. Again, back in the day, they've got a lot of guys back from last year's team. It's a really good team. 6 o'clock, GoEags.com. Hope to see you there, 5:30 for the pregame show if you can't make it. All right, Coach Best. How tough was it yesterday when you found out that you weren't going to be part of that 24-team field into the postseason?
Tough, and tough for many reasons, but the main reason is for those players that were you know, didn't know exactly if they're putting their pads on for the last time. That's your heart goes out to those guys, knowing that you know you're able to carry on the tradition as a coach, and they've got to do it from afar without being, you know, as effective as players. They got to do it now as alumnus. And it's always tough when you don't know when the ending is going to be. It's a lot easier when you're waiting to see where you're going to play or what seed you're going to be or what round or what the matchup's going to be the round before. And we've been in, you know, on both sides of things. 17 had a little bit of 17 feel to it. I knew it was going to be a little bit different with Division I wins in 17, six this year, the seventh being Lindenwood, who's a, you know, in the Division II playoffs as a seventh seed. You know, having beat North Dakota, all those things, that's kind of the beauty but the ugliness of sports. There's always going to be a discussion as to who, what, why, when, where, how. When did you get to this? How did you get to this? And it's just unfortunate. But to be able to go 4-0, to give ourselves a chance to watch that with an amount of anticipation is pretty cool in itself. That a month ago we weren't talking about that, and a day ago we were, until we saw the other 24 teams announced.
I've become very jaded, and I was kind of going on a little diatribe as you showed up here with the folks that were in attendance. And, you know, I see the way this committee does things. And in 2017, I was flabbergasted at the fact that not only was Eastern not in the final 24, but they weren't even in the four that were considered beyond the 24, 25 through 28 that year. I couldn't believe it. This year, same thing, not in the 24, not 25, 26, 27, or 28 either, which now makes me wonder, if you had beaten Jacksonville State and gotten to 8-4, would that have been enough? If you had beaten Idaho and gotten to 9-3, would that have been enough for the committee? In part because we're out here on an island. There's not a lot of, almost everybody's got to fly in here, or we have to fly out to get to someplace. And they like to save money, and I believe 6 of the 8 matchups in the first round are bus trips, and there's only 2 being flown, I believe. I might be wrong on that, but I know if they're flying North Dakota to Nichols and San Diego to Northern Iowa, and I don't believe any others are flights. So I just I kind of wonder what Eastern has to do to get an at-large bid. And I don't necessarily expect you to comment on it all, but would 8 or 9 wins? I mean, you have to hope 8 or 9 would have been enough. I just don't know that it would have been.
Yeah, you would hope this year. You know, 8 probably gets you in. I mean, it was a 7 wins team in a 12 game season that you were kind of, you know, as the season progressed, you're looking at it going, boy, there, I mean, it seemed to be 6 or 8 teams in the top 25 getting knocked off every week, and there are some moments, you know, kind of where'd that come from, and then they get back on the saddle. But you've got to, I know one thing, the Big Sky has an outright champion, and I know that's going to get you in. So I know that's tough to do. Number one, been a part of many, but wasn't a part of it this year. And we didn't get it done at SAC, didn't get it done in Montana. So those were our two blemishes in the Big Sky Conference. So regardless of Idaho, regardless of Jacksonville State, regardless of UW, regardless of Lindenwood, it's really what you do in the eight games post preseason. And we didn't do enough to be able to bolster our resume, but the resume doesn't need to be bolstered when you're 8-0 in conference. And so we have the ability, and we're all 13 teams are in control of their own destiny from game one at the end of the day to find themselves in an 8-0 segment after eight games in the Big Sky. And we didn't do that. We only won 75% of our games at 6-2.
Yeah, but if you're the number one conference in the country, last year six teams out of the Colonial got in, you know, along those lines. And I understand, you know, the six Division I wins, even though it was a quality win over a D2, you know, and probably the Jacksonville State. I'm a proponent that if Eastern would have beat either a Jacksonville State or an Idaho, I'm not as jaded as Larry right now. I think the thing that hurt Eastern Washington in this particular deal was Montana State beating Montana. And Larry and I talked about this, and we talked about it on the air. Because, or say, maybe Sacramento State loses to Davis. They don't, you know, so you have two kind of at-large things. So you could bust San Diego to Sac State. You could bust Eastern to Montana State if that thing broke, you know, this particular way. I really felt that that gave Eastern a great chance. And I know we've got conjecture here and we're dealing in semantics and all that other garbage. And you talked about winning the Big Sky Conference. That's the automatic bid. And that almost kind of has to be the mindset, I think, of Eastern Washington each and every season.
Well, I would hope a committee wouldn't decide someone's fate based on, you know, wheels or wings. I hope that's not where we're at this day and age. Maybe they're scared to see our offense up against anybody. I don't know. Maybe that's it.
Well, because, I think that's part of it.
I mean, there's part of me, and I don't know if I'm able or.
Is there?
I guess we're out of season.
Let me say it. Is there envy in that particular thing? Because of the success, you're coming off a national championship appearance, and it is almost like, you know, if North Dakota State could do it, and they could get them a way to figure it out, it'd be nice to get other people in there.
No.
Is that a mindset?
I'm only talking about us. I just think we've been. The big question that was asked when in 2017 when I was given the opportunity to lead this program was, are we going to just be running the football? We lost a quarterback guy that knows everything about offense, and we've gone from 5 in the nation in 17 offensively to 3 in the nation offensively last year to 1 in the nation offensively. And everybody, maybe even in this room, are thinking, are they just going to hand the ball? Are they going to start recruiting fullbacks? Does he know how to throw forward pass?
You are an offensive lineman coach.
I know those tend to be some of the smartest guys because, you know,
exactly.
we've got to kind of rob Peter to pay Paul. And so I don't know if that plays, but I do know this. They always say defense travels. Our offense travels. But we didn't have the opportunity to do that. So it's been fun. We'll do what we can with what we have. But I don't know. It's interesting to think. I know there's probably not a ton of people that would like us for an invited visit. I do know that. So, but we weren't given an invitation. And so we'll stay home, watch it, and start our off-season training next week.
More with Coach Best after this timeout. It's the Eagle Football Coaches Show, M&D, Northern Quest Resort and Casino, on the Eagle Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
I want to be a bike that races around the country.
I want to be a bench on a forest trail.
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. Brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
We are motivated. We are dedicated. We are stepping up. We have passion flowing through our veins. We are vital. Inland Northwest Blood Center has joined forces with 127 donation centers across the nation to form Vitalant. By joining forces, we can help more people realize their life-saving potential and make every drop of blood count more. Learn why your donation is so vital at Vitalant.org.
What's it mean to be local? What's the value to you? I'm Gus Johnson. I'd like to share my thoughts on being local. Let's start with America's best brand, Ford. Ford was one of the first great American-made success stories. And today, Ford has never been stronger, producing more vehicles to compete, not just locally, but globally. Accountability. When your name is on the door, you know you need to stand behind your product every day. Community. We're invested in the community, just like you've invested in us. We live here, work here, and reinvest to help veterans, homeless, kids, and schools. We are one of the few truly locally owned and operated dealerships selling America's best vehicle wine, Ford. When it comes to American made, Ford is superior. When it comes to community, we're invested. When it comes to accountability, I put my name on it. So when you have a choice to buy a new or used vehicle, choose Gus Johnson Ford, the Ford expert on Auto Row.
At Numerica, we think it's time we had the money talk.
The younger you start saving for the future, the better. Even if it's just a few dollars a month, it really does all add up.
One of the best saving strategies anyone can make is to pay yourself first, every month with an automatic savings plan. That way, it's in your account and off your mind.
For more tips and tricks, visit NumericaCU.com or drop by one of our branches to talk with a friendly money expert. Federally insured by NCUA.
Woo! Got my nachos, got my big TV, and my favorite chair. It's game time. But you know, the only thing that would make it a little better is if I could listen to my local broadcasters while watching the game.
Hello. You must have wished for your game to be synced with TV and radio.
I sure did.
Do you have a DVR?
You bet.
Do you have a streaming device?
Yeah.
Blammo! Your game is now synced. It's that easy.
Oh, boy.
To see if you can get synced, head to SyncMyGame.com from Learfield IMG College.
SyncMyGame.com?
SyncMyGame.com.
All right, so our last football coach's show of the year. Thanks to the folks here at M&D for being outstanding hosts. Good place to watch a movie, good food, good drinks. Come on in here. Watch movies during the wintertime. Actually, come to Cheney, watch basketball. But if there's no basketball going on in Cheney, come and watch a movie here at M&D at Northern Quest Resort and Casino. All right, Coach Best, let's get a couple of comments on a couple of things that happened over the course of the year. Antoine Custer Jr. becomes the 18th Eagle in school history to go over 1,000 yards rushing in a single season, the fourth to make 3,000 yards in his career, 39 touchdowns, also second all-time behind Jesse Chapman in rushing touchdowns as an Eagle. That's a senior, 4 years, he performed spectacularly.
That's a healthy resume. You know, and when Dave prints some of that stuff off and I hear it from you, I mean, when you talk about anybody with Jesse Chapman, that's up there, because he did a lot of really, really good things. And when you're talking about yards and you're talking about touchdowns, I know we had a run there, I think about 10 or 12 years in a row, we had a 1,000-yard rusher, and then we lost sight of that for about 3 or 4 years of them. Intermittently, we were kind of in and out every third year, but it's been nice to have back-to-back years with Sam and him, and Antoine is an absolute stud, both as a person and as a player. He practices like he plays. You know, his practice of a spin move is the exact carbon copy of what you see in games. His smile in practice is the same smile you see in games. He's the same person. He's unwavering, and he brings a lot of energy to the team. His teammates love him. He's a true freshman or a true senior, so he's only done this for 4 falls, and really in 16, I mean, we had a lot more conversations on the sidelines than O-line coach because he wasn't playing along with Tamarick Pierce because we were playing a lot of 10 personnel and a lot of 0-0 personnel and not running the ball a ton. But it's been a great career. He stayed fairly healthy throughout it. Absolute warrior. I respect the heck out of him.
And helping him get to those 3,000 yards came a guy named Chris Schlichting, who started 52 games. Every game in which he played, he started at Eastern on the offensive line. Spencer Blackburn started 49 games on the offensive line. Tristan Taylor started 40 games on the line. Caleb Laval, et cetera, et cetera. That senior-laden offensive line, that's a lot of starts there for those young men.
I'll plug Cooper Kupp. I saw some from Dave that Chris Schlichting actually broke Cooper Kupp's record of starts. So now Chris and Cooper are in the same sentence. So you went from Antoine and Jesse to Chris and Cooper. But four absolute monsters up front. Went through a lot of growing pains in 16 as freshmen. Grew together. They came in different classes. Tristan obviously got last season taken from you know, by an injury and came back and played with his hair on fire, played really, really well. And I couldn't be more proud of that bunch. You know, there's a lot of starts, a lot of memories, a lot of plays, and a lot of paved ways for those running backs and those quarterbacks. And so they're going to be sorely missed. And not to mention Will Graham is part of that quintet of you know, seniors up front that didn't start as many games, but is to be commended for putting it all on the line for 5 years in an offensive line number and doing what he did as well.
Eric Berrier, 355, almost 356 yards a game total offense, second in the nation, third in the nation in passing, fifth in points responsible for. He threw four interceptions all season in 438 attempts. The previous Eastern record, five by Eric Meyer in 410 attempts in 2005. Very efficient, very few, you know, turnover mistakes.
And that was a big thing we talked about from last year to this year is continuing to push the standard and advance the standard of leadership, you know, because you're not a boisterous guy, but there could be more directive measures out of you. But being more efficient with the football, not conservative, but just being more efficient. In league play, if I remember right today, I was looking, he was 18 touchdowns to one interception. 18 touchdowns to one interception. That's 31-4 was his overall numbers for the year. 18-1. I mean, that's a crazy. You just don't coach that. It's got to be coached, God given. It's got to be feel. He was very efficient with the football, and so we'll see how see what happens tomorrow when they unveil the all league pieces tomorrow, because he had one of the best years in Eastern history. And when you say that as a quarterback, that is pretty darn impressive. So if you're talking about Eastern quarterbacks and the numbers they present in a season, you're talking about the all-time of the Big Sky. And so hopefully the league respects that, sees that, and looks at that very closely, because I don't know that there's a more electrifying player out there that I've been a part of. Tywan Jones comes close. Tywan Jones is the other guy, but Eric Berrier, maybe that's why we didn't get an invitation.
There were two guys that could score from anywhere on the field. Yeah. Those two guys could score from anywhere on the field.
You know, you look at the defense with Hayes, third leading tackler in the Big Sky Conference, led the Eagles, came back after getting shot, you know, in terms of dealing with that along the lines. You know, Gurley, Prunty at safety. You've got Sindelbach. You know, Ledbetter was one of my all-time favorite players for Eastern. You know, it, seven blocks, it's a school record. What he did in the middle, he wore four, you know, in terms of the jersey to wear. You had some studs on the defensive side that you're losing, you know, as part of that senior class. And I didn't mention all of them, obviously, but just, you know, replacing those guys, especially on the back end. And those are key components, middle, nose guard, D-tackle, middle linebacker, safety. That's something you have to fill if you want to be good.
Yeah, just like we talk about the baseball analogy, right? Catcher, pitcher, second baseman, shortstop, and center fielder. I mean, you got to be dynamic up the middle. Obviously, we've got an abundance of D-tackles. It's not going to be easy to replace, you know, Dylan Ledbetter, but we've got some guys that have played a lot of snaps. He's a consummate professional. He's a throwback type player. Jack Sennebach hopefully exercises what possibly could be a next year, given that 2018
that would be excellent.
Was taken away from him. And then obviously up the middle, we talk about Tyson Prunty and Dehonte Hayes. I mean, two guys that have a nose for the football, very savvy, very physical players. Didn't have all of their services all of the time this year, but we're gonna have to certainly step up at the safety position. We think we have some capable candidates, but time will tell. You know, experience is experience. You can't coach it, can't teach it. It's got to happen, and so we'll see who kind of steps up this next year to fill those voids.
All right, we'll have more with Coach Best after this break. It's the Eagle Football Coaches Show, live at M&D, Northern Quest Resort and Casino on the Eagle Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Yolk's Fresh Market is a family business.
It means I have a voice in the future of the company.
I was hired at the age of 60, and to me that's phenomenal.
I was part of a trading company for 10 years, and I've been with Yolk's now as an employee owner, and it's absolutely been a great experience.
It's an awesome company to be with.
Since we became employee-owned in 1990, that family continues to grow.
Adopt U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Hey, Eagle fans, we hope you're enjoying the game today. The Cheney Light Department has been a proud sponsor of the Eastern Eagles for many years. The Cheney Light Department has been your hometown expert on energy conservation and services since 1931. They offer a variety of rebates for your conservation projects and will assist you with energy savings. So when you're planning that next remodel or new building, be sure to call the Cheney Light Department at 498-9230 before you begin so they can help you in planning for energy savings. Go Eagles!
Inland Imaging's team of more than 70 subspecialized radiologists is the largest group of its kind in our region. Every day, and for every patient, they leverage their expertise to deliver the detailed and potentially life-saving answers that patients and their physicians need to guide their care. So when you need medical imaging, choose the Inland Imaging Advantage for answers you can trust and care you can count on.
An open letter to the woman currently figuring out what to get her husband for Christmas.
Hi, honey, it's me. Look, based on what happened last year with the gifts, I feel like he didn't read my note, like wish list. And if I'm being honest, it went down a little lumpy. I really just wanted that Northern Quest gift card. A simple gift for a simple man who buys radio time to communicate with his wife.
Give the gift of Northern Quest. Stop by or visit northernquest.com for details.
I'm Little Teapot, short and stout.
Here is my handle and here is my spell.
No, Dad, like this. When I get all steamed up, then I shout. Tip me over and
pull me out.
This is WWE superstar Roman Reigns. It only takes a moment to make a moment. Take time to be a dad today.
Visit fatherhood.gov, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
...2020 football season will begin before we know it, as September will come rolling around fast as it usually does, as time seems to go by faster and faster as the years go on. Head coach Aaron Best is here with us. So what happens at this point in time? You're a little over 3 weeks from the first recruit signing day. I see all these Eagles and whatnot going up on social media. So do you think that you could sign the bulk of your class in December this season?
It's been about 50% the first two, the inaugural two signing periods in December. I think we're shooting for about 75% this time around. And some of it's out of our hands. Some of it's just a matter of time. Some of it's a matter of, you know, outside variables that determine, you know, our fate in one's eyes. And so I think we're in a better numerical state, if you will, in 2019 than we have been in 18 and 17. And I think a lot had to do with the national championship game run last year. I think it's always kind of that next year. A lot of guys asked, I think you guys did, how does it affect during the year? Well, they don't know. That class doesn't know any different. It's always kind of usually the next class that saw what happened, not what is happening. So we'll probably be in the neighborhood of 19 to 21 when it's all said and done, that first Wednesday in February, with the both signing periods combined.
Are there any positions that you might be looking at to fill on an immediate basis with a transfer of some sort, whether it's a four-year, a grad transfer, something along those lines, whether it's the offensive line or a safety or defensive tackle or some other position?
Some of it depends on the exhausting of eligibility. We're still talking to a couple kids, you know, that are on campus now as far as what their plan is going forward. We've never really been, like we said, a plug and play, you know, bring a four-year guy. We don't go out of our way to look for them. If we hear about them, obviously there's certain positional needs that we need. But the biggest thing with transfers, you got to think about that not very many people do. It's all about getting good players, right? Getting an FBS guy, he'll be just fine. He'll work out. There's so many more variables to that. It's the cohesiveness within the group, the side of the ball, the team. you know, when they come in and everybody knows you're the FBS guy, guess what everybody's doing? Every single play. Seeing what you're doing. Seeing if you're making a play. Seeing if you're around the ball. Because if you're not, then you're going to be deemed maybe a failure. Or you're not all that you're cracked up or we're cracked up to be. So we do it based on not only just a need at a position, but how do they fit in characteristically and personality-wise with that position. But certainly if we think it's going to make us better both on and off the field, we have eyes and ears open all the time.
You know, AB, I hate to say it, and I'm going to come off as a curmudgeon, I'm sure. I hate the transfer portal. I really do. I understand it in certain circumstances, but I think it's given up on the team that you started with. And I've always been a proponent of trying to fight through things along those lines. And I think that says something. So I don't mind the mindset of trying to build programs freshman on up, because you get them into the program. If the right piece of the puzzle is out there, it'll present itself and you guys can vet that. But I like the ability to build that program. And all you have to do is look at Portland State. They had 12 of their top two starters on offense were transfers. On defense, they had 12. They had 24 players in their top two on both offense and defense were either junior college, dropdowns, or transfers from another school. And you guys, I think, had two, and both of those were walk-ons.
And that brings me to the fact I was just going to get there, Paul, is when you bring somebody else from off campus on and give them scholarships, you're possibly taking away or not adding to someone that's on your own campus. So we've had a great run, and we're doing some research now over the last 10 or 15 years, a great run of walk-ons, state in-state or out-of-state, that have become scholarship guys, that have become starters, that have become captains on our team. And so to me, it's a hard – it's like rewarding a guy out of high school and you're recruiting a high school student-athlete. If someone on your campus that's gone through a college workout, that's gone through a college meeting, that's gone through a college season, that's gone through a college game is worthy of something that you have, but you give it to someone that's not on campus that you're kind of hoping does and is able to do the college thing – then you're taken away from your own. I want to be able to reward those guys on campus to let them know that their hard work and perseverance paid off, that I'm not just going to give it to, or we're not just going to give it to a high school guy, even though we know you can do it. We're not going to take the wrong advantage of those guys on campus. So I look to reward the guys on campus first, regardless if it's a transfer high school student, athlete that's looking to join our team, because then you're feeding your own. And that's what we want to do. That's what we're built on. That's what we're going to continue to do as long as I'm here.
Two-part question. One, are you a hay in the barn guy in terms of trying to get guys signed early, get them committed to the program, put the ink to paper? And two, emphasis on recruiting. Obviously, five offensive senior linemen, defensive line, you're losing some guys. What is the heavy emphasis for you in terms of moving forward recruiting?
Pen to paper is not on us, and I'm not talking – I equate recruiting to dating, and I've said that from day one in 2017. Recruiting and dating are very similar. You can only say yes to one person. So if you got 10 schools and want your services, you got to say 9 no's to somebody, or you got to find 11th and tell 10 no. So it's very, very similar. How you're courted is just like when you're courted in dating. If someone's continually calling you all the time, what are they doing it for? What is their message? What are they really doing? Are they doing handwritten notes? Or are they doing text? Are they doing DMs? Or are they doing calls? We're old school. We get a pen, we get paper, we get on the phone, we actually talk to people because we want to know who we're going to put in the locker room. It's not just a guy on film. It's actually a body, a person, a human that's got a personality as well. So let's find that out. So it's really not up to us as far as putting pen to paper. It's up to them. And that's what we said. We always tell guys, find your fit. You got to find out what's best for you. Not best for us, best for you. We've already found out what's best for us. You got to find out if it's best for you. So we put no pressure on anybody. We're there from the start to the finish. We probably only – the NCAA allows a certain amount of official visits. We use about 2/3 of those visits every single year. We sign about 3 out of every 4 kids that officially visit our campus. We don't recruit a slew of kids. But the guys we do recruit, we sign. The guys we sign play. And the guys that play make a difference, not just on and off the field. The second part to that is you don't replace the next year. So you lose 5 offensive linemen. We did work last year. So you're always 2 years ahead. If you're trying to fix the hole now, you can't get those guys fed, practiced, nourished, and then see what they can do when those guys graduate. So we recruited a ton of freshman offensive linemen last year. We've got a couple defensive ends last year. We got a couple D tackles this last year. So we're ready for the overhaul this year, but it happened last year in that recruiting cycle. So if you got to prepare. And the one thing, honey, I know you're out there probably listening. Maybe you're not. Maybe you already put the earplugs in. Is I'm not going to be called ill-prepared. I'm not an ill-prepared person. When you said big earlier, I thought you were talking about like a big man. I thought you were talking about me. That's where you're going. I'm not ill-prepared no matter where I go. You tell you, give me a fork, I'll use it. I'll know how to use it. You lose 5-0 linemen, we'll know how to replenish. But one thing I'm not going to be is ill-prepared, and that's what we as a staff have done last year with the holes we need to fill this year.
All right, last question. What are you doing here, the team? Guys that are coming back in 2020 over the next month or so, are you giving them this amount of time off until we get around to January, or are guys going back to work when they come back from Thanksgiving break?
They'll focus on academics today and tomorrow. Class is not in session on Wednesday. Go see their families, friends, and loved ones over the Thanksgiving break. We're not this wasn't the case last year for the entire time, even though we had a bye. So they get to see their folks and their families and their friends, and then we'll come back and get under the weight bars and in the squat racks and the kettlebells on Monday. So physically, you got to take some time off. I mean, we've been going since August 1st as coaches and as players, so it's nice to kind of get away, re-energize, much like a bye week, stay away as much as you can, get the focus on other things, and then let's go hit this, because this morning we had our first 2020 team meeting, and we just laid out a few things. It wasn't long. It was to the point, which I usually am. Sometimes I get tangents, as you guys know, but it was fairly exclusive as far as what we talked about. It was very directive, and we've got a little gas in the tank, and we're ready to empty it come 2020, but time will allow us to do that, but we'll get back on the saddle on Monday.
Coach, thanks for the time as always. We appreciate it. Congratulations on a good season. Have a happy Thanksgiving, and we look forward to 2020.
Thank you.
Thanks,
you guys as well. Thank you. Appreciate it.
That's head coach Aaron Best. Back to wrap it up after this timeout on the Eagle Football Coaches Show on the Eagle Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Have you tried everything to lose weight? Do you have multiple health issues related to your weight, such as high blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, or a body mass index over 35? If you answered yes to any of these questions, MultiCare Rockwood Clinic's Weight Loss Surgery Center may be the answer for you. Call 509-755-5120. The results you want, the support you need. MultiCare, here for you.
Washington Trust Bank asks, what's your awesome?
What's my awesome? Well, this week I started training for a mini triathlon in Hawaii. Awesome! I did a food truck crawl and saw a crazy good bluegrass band. Oh, and I got engaged. Probably should have started with that. Love you, sweetie. That's gonna cost me.
Everyone has an awesome, and whatever yours is, Washington Trust Bank can help you get there. Stop by and see a personal banker today. Learn more at watrust.com/awesome. Washington Trust Bank, member FDIC.
Steven.
Who said that?
Me, down here.
Ugh, what are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
What are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. It's been a long time since we've had an adventure in the forest.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
You're right. I should get out.
Yeah, the forest is not that far away.
Hey, Mom!
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you lives. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You may be eager to break ground on a new outdoor project, but never just start digging. Buried electric and natural gas lines can be anywhere. It's the law to call 811 at least 2 business days before you dig. Spray paint white lines showing your dig zone, and a crew will mark the utility lines. Mark accuracy zone is within 2 feet of the mark, so always hand dig to expose the line first. Call 811 before you dig. The service is free for residential customers. Avista, we just want you to be safe.
We are motivated. We are dedicated. We are stepping up. We have passion flowing through our veins. We are vital. Inland Northwest Blood Center has joined forces with 127 donation centers across the nation to form Vitalant. By joining forces, we can help more people realize their life-saving potential and make every drop of blood count more. Learn why your donation is so vital at Vitalant.org.
A 43-yard field goal that took it to the championship on the line. Here's the snap.
At this moment, who you voted for doesn't matter. What kind of car you drive, how much money you make, what kind of music you listen to, or how many followers you have doesn't matter. At this moment, the only thing that does is football. Visit footballmatters.com.
All right, basketball tomorrow night, 5:30 for our pregame show, 6 o'clock for the tip-off. Hope you get out to Reese Court in Cheney. Watch this. It's a very important basketball game, a big game with a very good team coming to town. The Belmont Bruins, a team that will likely be in the NCAA tournament again, and the Eagles have designs on that as well. So it could be two teams that end up playing in the big tournament coming up in March. Thanks to head coach Aaron Best for his work throughout the year. We appreciate his time. Thanks to the folks here at M&D as well for their hosting. Basketball coaches shows begin again on the 10th of December from 24 Taps. For Paul Sorensen and Steve Pry and Larry Ware, this is the Eagle Football Coaches Show on the Eagle Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
On the Eagle Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, you've been listening to the EWU Football Coaches Show, powered by Gee Automotive. Also brought to you by Numerica Credit Union, Life Moves, Live Well, MultiCare Health System, Northern Quest Resort and Casino, the place where Eagles fans love to stay and play, and by Pepsi, the official soft drink of Eastern Athletics. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Eagles Sports Network.